Greenville, South Carolina, there stands an educational institution, a base of Christian show window material, producing graduates to demonstrate the love of God in their lives. Bob Jones University, a fortress of faith. Today we present the first in a series of programs on the life of David the King. The title is, God Had a Plan.
Three 3,000 years ago, the Hebrews tired of the judges who ruled them. They asked for a king. And God gave them a king. His name was Saul. But pride became the ruling force of Saul's life, and God repented that he had made Saul king. Then a boy, David, slew the giant Goliath.
Who comes there? Stand ho! Stand in the name of Saul!
What? Awake at your post, my nephew.
What do you want here, Uncle Abinadab?
No need to disturb the peace of the house. Did you expect an army of drunken Philistines?
Don't mock me, Uncle Abinadab. I've never seen such a night. There seems to be evil in the air. It's as if all creation is protesting against the evil within these palace walls.
The evil is not within the walls. Trust that Saul will be able to return speedily to the comfort of his house.
Let the king and his mad spirit march forever over the roads of Judah. I would not have them return.
What evil has he done you?
When he dwells within the house, he frightens me and chills my blood.
What you have spoken of Saul is treason.
The elders speak this treason in the gates daily. The maidens at the wells, the women in the marketplace, even the children playing in the streets know of Israel's shame. Why condemn me?
As a palace guard, you have too much time for thinking. You would do well to confine your thoughts to wine and women.
Pleasant topics for thought, but there are others.
It is folly to speak against Saul where he reigns supreme. I must go now. A peace to the mistress of this house.
Peace and plenty be to Saul's servant, governor of his house. What is the hour?
It is the first watch of the night, my lady.
Oh, please come in out of the rain.
Mother, what is it?
I couldn't sleep, Michael.
Oh, you should rest, noble lady. All is in instant readiness for Saul's return. There is no need for you to absent yourself from your couch.
But truly, Mother, you need your rest.
I'm all right.
Oh, don't deal unkindly with yourself. The king will surely not come this night. He will have sought refuge in some house along the way.
No, he will come, my dear child. After the summer campaign, Saul will yearn for Gibeah, and I would be at the gate to meet him.
Perhaps he meant to come, but he would not have counted on this rain.
Oh, if your father is inclined to come, no rains will stop him.
Oh, I hope, too, that the king and my brothers will soon be home. How I miss them.
I thought you disliked their teasing.
Oh, I rage at their rough play and their jests and teasing. But what would life be without them? Since my father, the king, has been ill, there's been little enough laughter in our house.
It's been a long time since he disobeyed Samuel's counsel. But it is not for women to concern themselves with such things.
If we must suffer, then why cannot we understand?
You have but tasted of a woman's lot in this land of warriors. In the spring, when the kings of the earth go forth, and your sons say with a smile and a caress, before the first rains of winter we shall return. And you wonder if when the rains do come, if you'll be weeping in lonely bitterness or wildly embracing your sons, thanking God for their lives and your joy.
Mother, do not torment yourself. Your sons are whole and safe.
But many will weep tonight in Israel. You are young, and you've never seen a battlefield heaped with dead or smelled the stench of burning cities. I have.
My lady, the king returns. Runners have brought the word that David has slain the giant Goliath, and the Philistines are defeated.
David?
Is it not strange that the stripling who comforted Saul with his music during his spells of madness should now deliver Israel?
Can it be that the curly-haired dreamer has become a warrior? Do you remember him, Abinadab?
Oh, the son of Jesse? Oh, a fair and comely young lad. Oh, I remember that he did not want to come to the palace to play his harp for the king because he was concerned for his sheep. Well, the youngest son is rarely so pleasing in character.
Oh, blessed horn that calls forth the women of Israel. We hail your news. We are afraid as we go to meet the column. But the months of waiting are over. For those of us who will laugh, and for those of us who will weep.
My lady, Saul is at the gates. Even now, Saul and the army of God are entering the city.
Come, let us attend to Saul's return. Waken the house and trim the lamps. Let there be rejoicing for my son's return. Abinadab, you stand at the window and tell us when they approach, for we must make preparation.
The storm has ceased, and the celebration begins. The people have lighted the streets with torches, and they have covered the roadway with palms.
Can you see my father and brothers yet?
They ride at the head of the host. The main host remains without the city. I can see their campfires. Saul is surrounded by his guard of heroes.
Is there one with Saul who has flaming hair?
David is there. The virgins in their white robes are gathering around them, playing their instruments and dancing before the king. And now the singers, hear them.
That boat's no good for David.
My husband will not take well to praise for David.
Their joy outruns their judgment.
God save King Saul.
Bring us wine. The same as I met at every hamlet and crossroads from Ephes Diamond to Gibeah. They've ascribed to me 1,000, but to David they've ascribed 10,000. I promised the man that slew Goliath great riches, my daughter Mirab as his bride. What more could he want? Except my kingdom. Thankless rabble. When they were afraid, to whom did they come? Who unified Israel and subdued kings? Was it David? No, it was Saul, the son of Kish. Now to whom do they turn? To give the glory but to a shepherd out of Judah? It's good to sit upon my throne again.
My friends, leave us with our family.
My thoughts are full of war and blood.
Oh, my father, do not speak so. We are glad to have you home.
Well then, my pigeon, come and kiss your weary father. My heart rejoices to see you so tall and fair, but you're pale.
My troubles afflict my lord, cause me pain also.
Greetings, noble father. The men are making camp outside of the city. They are shouting for David in the streets. I am jealous of no man's success, but my father...
Jonathan, my son, my beloved son.
Why, shed no tears, beloved mother.
I'm not sad. Now is my joy complete.
Ah, but here is David.
Can this be David of Bethlehem? Is this Saul's harpist who graced our house so long ago?
It is pleasant to see you again.
Let me embrace you for your mother. Does the wife of Jesse know that you are well?
My brothers will have taken word to her.
We have missed your music about the palace. You remember Michael, surely?
I remember a small maiden with freckles and missing teeth who followed me about the palace from dawn to dark.
Your teasing sounds like a brother.
No, instead, I see one whose beauty is as rich as the lilies of the garden pool.
Blessed with your departure, David, but thrice blessed is your return.
Jonathan, my brother, have you forgotten your king?
Let Saul forgive me.
So. Come, David, and sit beside me. I would not keep the house from the ecstasy of hearing your music. David, he who keeps the claims of my soldiers to booty has told me that I'm a delinquent in bestowing some gift upon you.
There's no need.
My favor is easily given and just as easily removed. You shall be given armor and rich clothing.
Give to your heroes. They fought longer than I.
They need nothing. If I bestowed some gift upon them, the tavern keepers would have it by morning. I will be in no man's debt, be it for good or evil favor. I will have a chest of treasure sent to your chamber. Now, my sons, let us retire. The night draws on, and I am weary.
They still mill about in the streets.
What is it that waits upon your heart, David? David, I have never been one given to many words, but a prince is often lonely.
And so is a shepherd.
When someone would be my friend, I never know if it is genuine or because the man is seeking favor. But with you, it is different.
These many years I have loved you, my prince. I used to wander about the palace, just so that I could catch a glimpse of you. But I never told anyone, because I thought you might hear of it and be displeased.
Then let us be brothers.
I will die before shaming your name.
Let the God of Israel seal our covenant with his blessings. May you ever be happy in our house, my brother. A palace is a poor home, with its intrigue and hatred. I have been lonely here all my life.
Are you eager to rule?
I am bound to it, by blood.
I've dreamed of thrones, and crowns, and kingdoms.
So has every youth.
What? Not a bed yet. Young men live as though youth is a kindling to be burned.
Forgive us, mother. We did not mean to awaken you.
You did not. Your father, the king, is restless.
Come. I will see you to your chamber.
Jehovah love you, son of Jesse.
A blessed night, my lady.
Here we are, mother.
Jonathan, something rests heavily upon my heart.
What is it?
King Saul mutters in his sleep. He's plagued with evil thoughts.
Yes?
Thoughts that portend no good to someone you love.
Yes?
I'm afraid that King Saul seeks the life of David.
Today's Fortress of Faith was the first in a four-part series written by William Wilson and adapted for radio by Doris Harris. Listen again next week for part two of God Had a Plan, another dramatic story of Christian experience from the Fortress of Faith, Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina.